T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. New National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien today responded to recent reports that the Office of the Director of National Intelligence told lawmakers that Russia is meddling in the 2020 elections to get President Trump a second term. O'Brien telling ABC's This Week.
I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard that from the briefers that's not what they intended the story to be. So, look, who knows what happened over at the House and the Intelligence Committee.
Meanwhile, in light of the new developments regarding Russia and the presidential election here, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to help safeguard the electoral process.
Schumer calling on McConnell to stop blocking two Senate bills designed to defend election systems from foreign interference.
He's gotten this approbation, Moscow Mitch. I don't think he wants that. He says he doesn't like it. The best way to stop people from saying it is put this legislation on the floor and pass it.
The bills were introduced last year and have been sitting for months without coming up for a vote. Schumer says it's all the more urgent given reports that Russia is trying to help the presidential campaigns of President Trump and Bernie Sanders.
Any Russian interference is outrageous.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the East Side.
Jury deliberations in the Harvey Weinstein trial resume for a fifth day tomorrow in Manhattan. We have more from correspondent Polo Sandoval.
Before deliberations wrap for the week in the trial of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, jurors sent a note suggesting that they may be deadlocked on some of the charges in the indictment. The jury asking the judge if it can be hung on one or two counts listed in the indictment, namely predatory sexual assault, while reaching a unanimous decision on the rest. But after speaking with the defense and prosecutors, the judge urged the jury to keep deliberating and said any verdict the jury returns on any counts, be it guilty or not guilty, must be unanimous.
Weinstein facing charges stemming from allegations he raped two women and sexually assaulted a third. He insists any sexual encounters were consensual. Warren Buffett's annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders includes some cautionary words and a look toward the future.
Buffett says taking advice about possible deals from Wall Street is like asking a barber about getting a haircut, adding investors should be wary of taking advice from people who stand to profit from a transaction. At age 89, Buffett says Berkshire's managers and board members will protect the company after he and business partner Charlie Munger are gone.
That's correspondent Pat Piper reporting. Disturbingly creepy. Nassau County police say a man faces charges after allegedly peering into a home in Levittown and recording a woman inside through her bathroom window. Cops say 46-year-old Michael Drummond of Levittown did this about 15 times dating back to last September. He was arrested at his home late last night and has been charged with unlawful surveillance, stalking, and harassment. For the third time in a little more than a week, violence at a bodega in the city.
This time it occurred along Broadway in Morningside Heights at Joe's Gourmet Health Deli. It was early Saturday morning. Police say a very drunk customer got into an argument with another man who stabbed the 57-year-old customer a number of times. The victim in the hospital in serious but stable condition, the attacker at large. This follows the recent shooting deaths of two bodega workers in the Bronx in separate incidents. Jack understands the dangers of serving the public.
Sure, I'm worried about any store that's open in New York because safety's always a iffy thing, isn't it?
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Morningside Heights.
Police asking anyone with information about what happened to contact Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Some concerns about TikTok. Senator Chuck Schumer raising security concerns about this popular app. He sent a letter to the head of the TSA following reports some months ago that the federal government was reviewing it. Schumer says national security experts are worried about TikTok's collection and handling of user data and personal information, locations, and content. Officials say China forces companies to cooperate with its government and intelligence files. Well, it's something that happens every 10 years. This is the year, the 2020 census.
Most adults know about the census, but the Pew Research Center says among the thousands of people they asked, most thought incorrectly that a citizenship question would be asked. Some wrongly believed they'd be asked about religion, and only about 1 in 5 knew they can answer online. The vast majority say they will participate, but the survey registered less enthusiasm among groups that the Census Bureau was challenged to count in the past, Black and Hispanic adults, and younger and less educated Americans. I'm Jan Johnson.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.